This is Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're excited to be back on the air, beginning of a new season. And there's a lot of hope and optimism in the air for the UVA football program. It's been fun this summer watching the building of a program on Comcast Sportsnet this year.
The one thing that Coach London has done and his staff has really turned around the public relations aspect of the program, starting with the trip down to Old Dominion for the scrimmage down there during spring practice, the Comcast program, which I think, 18 separate episodes, 16 of which I think have been on. There's a couple yet to go. And the other thing he's done is he's just really been available, not only to the media, but has gone around the state to alumni groups and anybody who will listen to what he's got to say. So he really is just trying to get out there and improve the image and the public relations aspect of the program, knowing that that should pay dividends down the road when it comes time for kids to make their decision relative to where they're going to go to school.
Well, it's certainly a lot of excitement has been building. I've seen the traffic on the Sabre has been tremendous in terms of the number of instant messaging going on and sort of the joking and speculating and so forth about the season that's coming up.
Well, the attitude's different. I think when we go back a year ago when you and I started this little venture, the atmosphere surrounding the football program was a little different.
A little dreary.
People just were really kind of down in the dumps. They'd kind of lost their enthusiasm with regard to the GROW administration and certainly didn't anticipate a lot of good things from the football team last year, and it turned out to be the case. So now, even though I think people understand that it may take a couple of years for Coach London really to get this thing where he wants it to be, people are optimistic and looking forward.
While we're thinking about all that, one of the things I think that is certainly improving rapidly is the excitement building around the recruiting process. Virginia has 20 verbal commitments, highlighted by a bunch of top-notch kids. David Watford down there at Hampton High School was a good get, as well as a bunch of others.
And a bunch of them are in-state kids.
So. I think Virginia now has either 11 or 12 in-state recruits that have verbally committed, and they're in the hunt for several others that are top-notch players. Curtis Grant over there at Hermitage is certainly one of those.
It'll be interesting later in the program. I guess we have Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst, to talk to us, and he can break it down probably better than you and I can, certainly better than I can. But it will be interesting to get his comments not only on the kids who have verbally committed, but those that they're still pursuing. But I think we may have Jay James on the phone here momentarily. So are you? Do you have the introduction at hand, Mr. Maloney?
Absolutely. We're very excited right now to bring on Jay James. Jay is a radio personality and pretty much the sports anchor up there at WINA, which is the flagship station in Charlottesville for UVA athletics. Jay, are you there?
How are you?
Good you could join us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I enjoy you guys' stuff a lot. I have the great Jim Hobgood on our program here in Charlottesville. People remember him as a standout performer, and now he has blossomed to join you, Frank, as a guy that covers all sports, football. So
that's right. I'm Mr. Football, and Frank has me now Mr. Tennis, Mr. Women's Rowing. I'm everything.
Jim has got the women's rowing cadence down pat.
He's across at the end of Lake
Sand. There you go.
How do you do play-by-play of rowing? That's what I'm.
Boy, those are some beautiful strokes. All right, here we go. Let's get back to football. Let's get down to business, Jay. UVA football team this year, it's like night and day compared to the atmosphere surrounding the team last year at this time. What's your general sense of what's happening with the football program? And maybe give us a little overview of what you see as being positive developments heading into this first game against the University of Richmond on Saturday.
Well, there's a lot of positive developments, guys. I was writing a blog about this today at our website because, we banter back and forth. So many of the sports writers and the different folks that we talk to, if you ask them, they'll say, well, Virginia was 3-9 last year, and I expect them to win between 3 and possibly 5 games. And I kind of look at a couple of things. First of all, there's a tremendous amount of excitement. I think you guys can tell that. Everybody in the Richmond audience who's familiar with Mike London knows know, the guy just oozes enthusiasm and positive energy. He had his coaches show here on Monday night, and it was packed to the gills at Wild Wing Cafe. It was the first time in over 10 years that a University of Virginia coach was actually out in the community. So people have responded to coaches, reaching out. He gave away the 100 season tickets. You guys know about that. Right. So when we get down to the X's and O's and all that, I kind of stick to this mantra. The definition of insanity, guys, is to do the same thing and expect different results, right? So Virginia certainly doesn't want to be 3-9 again, and the basic premise is Mike Lennon has done every single thing you can think of to be opposite of what Al Groh had instituted last year. And there's a few examples. The first one is on special teams, guys. If you notice, when you look at University of Virginia's depth chart, one of the things Al Groh did was he burned a lot of red shirts last year, and he had a lot of backups playing on special teams. So I asked Mike Lennon about this on Monday at the press conference, and he said, well, you know, it's the third phase of the game. And, you know, a guy that talks a lot like that is Frank Beamer and uses special teams as an opportunity to be aggressive, as somewhere you can potentially win the game, as opposed to the mentality that seemed to be pretty prevalent last year here in Charlottesville, which was just don't lose the game on special teams. So your two starting tailbacks, Perry Jones and Reynard Horn, are your kick returners. And some teams do that, but Virginia had kind of steered away from that in the Al Groh era because he was protecting skilled players and things of the sort. Well, Mike London's philosophy is, guys, we're not that deep. We got to have the best players on the field. And so that's the first thing that's going to jump out to you. And then, of course, the changes in schemes. Offensively, a pro-style offense. You know, the spread was just a horrific disaster last year. You guys observed that. The offensive line was out of sync. Mark Verica has commented several times that when he's saying, guys, do you think he's trying to send a message when every interview he says, well, we just didn't have an identity offensively last year. Going into this year, we have a tremendous amount of excitement because we feel like we know what we're doing. It doesn't get more blunt than that. So if the players believe in the philosophy, and it's simple, and they can understand it and execute, these are not NFL guys. This is not their career. They got to go to class. They got to do other things. So you got to have a scheme that, while there are complexities to it, they can pick it up. And then you notice that there are a lot of college football teams. Even though Al Groh's going to implement the 3-4 guys in Atlanta with Paul Johnson, those two personalities ought to be fun together. Milk toast. But you notice the 4-3 is more prevalent. Well, why? Well, Virginia's personnel, if you're going to play a 3-4, you got to have a nose tackle that is a monster, a guy that can just take up a couple of offensive linemen, push up the field, and allow your guys to get loose and allow your linebackers to move. Well, it's kind of opposite in the 4-3, where they're going to have two defensive ends, and, boy, a couple of them look great, especially Cam Johnson, who
absolutely
really put on. You've seen him, Frank.
Oh, he's amazing. His first couple of steps, I promise you, if he isn't one of the stars this year in the ACC, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, but then a guy we don't talk about is his counterpart, Zane Parr,
right,
who made a lot of plays last year. So they're athletic. They can rush pretty well. But now your defensive tackles are a guy like John Kevin Dolce and Nick Jenkins, who was playing nose tackle, has gotten in a little bit of better shape. He's still 275. And Dolce, guys, he might as well be on some Mr. Olympia pageant or something. The guy
He's
is
built.
A rock. Yeah, it's hopefully what this can do for Virginia is they got a young linebacking core. It looks like Aaron Taliaferro may overtake Steve Greer, who was one of the leading tacklers. The depth chart says either or with those guys. And Leroy Reynolds has moved down from safety and also making a transition. Ozzer Walcott is going to move to linebacker. So these guys are fast. They're going to have to run. Jim Reed preaches play fast, play fast, play fast. So Virginia is going to be aggressively defensively, guys. And, of course, you know they're solid in the secondary with Rashai Dowling, who's on every watch list that is out there. And then Chase Minifield, well, yeah, if he wasn't the starter last year, it's because the guy that was in front of him is playing for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jay. We're just going to let people know we're joined by Jay James, host of The Best Seat in the House on WINA Radio and also the voice of UVA women's basketball. You mentioned doing things different than last year. I guess one thing they'd want to do different in the first game is not turn it over seven times. Was it 7 or 8 last year against
seven?
It was 7, Jim, and every single one of them was absolutely ridiculous. You just kind of were like, hey, what are we doing? And I was talking about this today, which is it kind of translates to me, they gave the game to William & Mary. I don't want to offend anybody who's a William & Mary graduate, but when you turn the ball over seven times, even Al Groh said it, you're not going to win the football game. If they turned it over six times, they win. They turned it over seven, they lost to an FCS opponent who was a pretty good team. And, you know, you have differences. 63 scholarships at the FCS level, 85. There's more talent. Virginia has more talent. That's a no-brainer. They will have to execute. So, yeah, the difference, too, Jim, I think you make a great point, is when you turn the ball over in basketball or football, there's a lack of concentration. And, yeah, they were trying to implement a new offense. There was some miscommunication there. There were problems. But they just didn't seem to be dialed into the game mentally. And when you're making mental mistakes, that demonstrates to me a few things. Lack of confidence, maybe lack of belief in the scheme itself, maybe an inability to understand. So you see all the things that Mike London's trying to do. Breed confidence, make you believe in the scheme so that you can execute better. And that's really going to be interesting to see how much better they execute. They're not going to be able to out-talent a good number of folks who are on their schedule in October, i.e. Florida State, Miami, and North Carolina. Right. But if those suspensions go through like we want to in North Carolina, maybe so. But that's a story for another day. But, Jim, it's a great point you make there. That's a big difference. It's just the mental approach to the game, confidence. Mike talks a lot about it. He says, guys, we're getting rid of all negativity on this team. That was then, this is now. He says that to the guys about five times a practice. And so we'll see if it pays dividends on Saturday night.
Well, Jay, Frank, you know.
We're just going to say at this point, Jay, I think it's time. We have got to get to the second break.
Well, Jay's got his own show to host, too.
And Jay, you've got to get ready because in 20 minutes you're going on the air. But we've enjoyed having you on. And maybe down the road, if our schedules work out in a crazy way, we'd like to have you back. And thank you for giving us an overview of the mood in Charlottesville and the difference between last year and this year.
Well, guys, hey, listen, I know you got to go to break. I appreciate it. I'm long-winded because I'm a talk show host. So you have to shut me up. And by the way, you got any tickets? Because I'm getting killed out here.
I know. I can't tell you how many people are asking for tickets all of a sudden. But
well, Jay, that's a good thing.
Jay, good to have you, and we'll stay in touch with you, and I'll see you at the game on Saturday. We're headed to our second break, and on the other side, we're going to have Dr. Jody Smith of West End Orthopedic joining us.